Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is July the 11th, 2018. It is a Wise Wednesday. We have a show for you lined up with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, then simply just call area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, and just say, excuse me, and Brother Davis will hear you for your question or comment. Definitely come with your question or comments for Brother Davis in today's Wise Wednesday show. Looking forward to that. Okay, so everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to the website, making a financial donation there. That will keep the network on air. And also you can support the network by being a member in the social media platform known as BTR Community for only $24 a year. And within that platform, you can have the confidence that no one will ever won't sell or deliberately disclose your information to anyone other than whom you would have that information wanting to share it with. So you would only share your information with other members if you so choose. BTR Community will not do that and will not sell your information like other platforms. And also, you will be able to actually talk about you, your business, and, you know, within reason, and things that you think that are relative to what's going on in the world and this way that a social media platform should be done and the collective prudence of us all. So check out that BTR Community, www.btrcommunity, $24 a year. And also, if you would like to acquire real money, then you can go to prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. And make sure if you do email, just let them know you're a Tando Radio Show listener. And when they respond to you, please respond back. They won't be used for anything, any other sales calls or anything else. What is going to happen is that they're going to make sure that you understand the overall buying process correctly. Okay, so that is it. So definitely we're going to jump into what's in news and get into today's show. Okay, so here we go. First article I got from Sputnik News. White House confirms Trump asked NATO members to increase defense spending to 4%, not 2% of their GDP. This is the unwinding of, and we talked about it, significance there. Next article I got from Press TV. Press TV, Trump calls Germany captive of Russia at NATO summit. Boy, this whole thing. And all of these things are going to be used to blow up a situation in a false flag, and that's going to change the overall paradigm. Check out that article. Next article from The Atlantic. Are nuclear talks with North Korea in serious trouble? Yes, definitely, because North Korea is not going to denuclearize. They're going to denuclearize the overall Korean Peninsula, meaning kick the U.S. out with their newfound ally and brethren in South Korea. That is what I'm seeing, and that's where I think it's going to go. Next article, Raj posted this from Bloomberg. U.S. signs deal that will lift restrictions on China's ZTE. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted from Dark Reading. Mal and fireless malware and foulless malware, how it's created, how it spreads, and what to do about it. Great, great article. Roz, we need to take a look at that. So that's what's in the news. I was extremely busy today. So, but Brother Davis is here in queue, and he's going to take over for now and then enjoy. But definitely give Brother Davis a call for any questions or comments that you may have during the show. 704-802-5056. Brother Davis is all yours. We're ready to go.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. And good evening, brothers and sisters. And believe me, this is going to be a content inflammatory show. When I say inflammatory, I mean things are blowing up. So let's get right to the nitty gritty of the one of the night's topics, the Hemp Farm Act. They don't want to say it like that, but that's what it actually amounts to. They're actually opening up the coffers, y'all. When I say they're opening up the coffers, let me give you a little background, all right? When the hemp was first introduced out in California and Oregon area, and it was a subversive crop because it was on a list. Now, this list was a list of different things that the federal government considered to be what they call illegal or unlawful substances. Now, that meant that it was a crime, all right? And this was actually exercised all over the country because it was pushed by corporate America. Now, a lot of you may not know that, but in the early 30s, the corporate America realized the power of hemp. And when I say the power of hemp, I mean the productive aspects of hemp. All right? And it intruded on every area. I mean, it intruded on materials. It intruded on energy. It intruded on construction. See, all of these are attributes that were contributed to the great potential of hemp was a threat to those industries at that time. So in order to make a point, they literally villainized hemp to the degree where they had it moved and made it an illegal drug. Now, I think that the concept was called a blue law or something to that degree. But what it did was it forced the federal government to make it an illegal substance, what they call a schedule controlled substance. And when it's put on the schedule controlled list as a controlled substance, and actually it was against the law. So now a lot of people don't realize that hemp was actually grown in the United States as a common agricultural product long before they begin to recognize the potential for it to be an intrusive on other products and before corporations literally realized the power they had because they were what they called a mixed bag. Now, what is a mixed bag? I'm going to give you a little something on the background of me so you have an understanding of why I call it a mixed bag. Back then, those visionaries that were producing products to make money were making millions of dollars, but most of them only had a one-line product. Now, how do I know that? Because I literally am a member of a graduate from Milton Hershey School. Now, for those of you who know, Milton Hershey was the original owner, constructor, and producer of the Hershey bar, and it's known all over the world now. So, but before it was known all over the world, they were considered to be a U.S. company. And literally, the monies that were being made from the Hershey bar stemmed from the fact that sugar wasn't very popular at that time. Or if it was, it was very expensive to get. And literally now, since it can be condensed into a chocolate to make a sweet taste, then literally it perpetuated the aspect of candy. Because there were hard candies at that time, you know, the suckers. But candy had not evolved yet into bars that you could literally walk around and eat, because chocolate wasn't the main thing at that particular time. Chocolate was being experimented with many different companies, and basically for bakery products. But in reality, what is going on now is that these corporations, those companies then, are turned into corporations now. Now, to give you a little background on the visionary of Milton Hershey, Milton Hershey took the products that he was selling and moved in his will that the profits from the product itself had a certain percentage of it had to go back into the school, Milton Hershey School, which makes it one of the most powerful financial schools in the country. And what's interesting is that a lot of people fail to realize that that was one of the productive things that those visionaries at that time were doing. Most of the things that they were doing were not productive. And the reason why I say that is because we see that now in the way corporations are consolidating themselves to literally push humanity in the direction they wanted it in, to go in. And sadly enough, we're being victimized by our own dollars because we still spend with those companies. So that just gives you a quick synopsis of the power of a company of that size at that time. But now let's move into this era, all right? This era is the era of the hemp. It's called the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. It is proposed to remove hemp from the controlled substance list and making it an ordinary agricultural commodity. See, that's what it used to be until corporations at that time seen it was an intrusion on their product and wanted to ban. Okay, but let me give you background. In late March of 2018, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he would introduce legislation to legalize hemp products, hemp production in his state of Kentucky. And nationally, McConnell introduced a bill called S-2667 to the Senate floor on April 12, 2018, co-sponsored by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden and Jeff McCorkle. McConnell announced that the Representative James Comer of Kentucky would introduce a companion bill to the House of Representatives. The companion bill, H.R. 5485, was introduced on April 12th with Colorado Representative Gerald Polis as a co-sponsor. In addition to removing the low THC cannabis from the regulation under the Controlled Substance Act, in 2018, the act would avail hemp farmers and of water rights and federal agriculture grants and make the national banking system, which was in a gray area when it came to the cannabis industry, accessible to farmers and others involved, and allows others to benefit from the production of a recognized crop, such as marketing, the ergonomics, research, and the crop insurance. Okay, now what does that mean? That means that they've opened the floodgates. When I say open the floodgates, I mean everybody that has a product that can be produced by hemp now has the go-ahead to produce their product. And what's unique about that is that they're even offering financing so that these people can take their product to market. Now, what does that mean? I'm giving you the tax aspect from a farmer's perspective. Hey,
before you move on, I have a question.
Yes, brother. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, and I posted the information, some background information about hemp being one of the first cultivated crops in the Americas. Native Americans were cultivating them long before the colonists got here. I also posted H.R. 5485. the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. But as of right now, that bill has not passed. It's not law yet. Isn't that correct?
You're absolutely right. But
they want to look up the information. I posted it in our chat.
Excellent. Excellent, Scotty. But now let me give you some insights here, because, see, in the last election, there were four states that had hemp on the ballot. And when that election went through, the stock soared to great heights. What is great heights? I'm talking about 3, 4, and 5,000%. And what does that mean? That means if you stuck $10 in there at what they call 100%, that means you won, you got your $10 back, 100% of your investment. So when it went from 100% to 1,000%, that means your $10 now returned $100. Okay? So when it went to 2,000%, your $10 now returned $1,000. You see the math that's involved here? So this is why there are so many hemp millionaires that literally are growing out of the hemp industry at such an early rate. And this isn't commercial hemp. I mean, what is commercial hemp? Hemp is used for, at least 73 popular products that are called real-life hemp products, meaning that they're used in terms of how they add to the quality of life. What is so unique about that is that that's only in that area, dealing with the quality of life. So it's used for medicine. It's used for common colds. It's used for making materials. The list is going to go on and go on and go on. And as the as science gets more and more involved in the hemp industry, they're going to be able to take the content out of hemp. It's what they call the negative content, the THC. And they're going to be able to literally utilize that hemp in areas and in ways they didn't before. Now, that THC content cannot be taken out of the oil. What do I mean by that? I mean, because the THC content is one of the healing factors in oil, there will be grades of hemp in which will be on the market that still has a certain degree of THC content. But hemp product, the list goes on. It'll be food. It'll be drinks. It'll be clothing. It'll be beauty and skin products. It'll be health products. It'll be products for the pet, products for the car, products for the home, products for the office, farming and gardening, industrial uses, fuel. I see the list goes on and on and on. And this is one of the main reasons why it was under attack for so long in the early time, to the degree where they dismantled the power of it. For those of you who don't know, hemp will also be considered a superfood. See, popular among vegetarians and athletes, hemp seed is often compared to flaxseed and chia seed as a superfood. Here is just a short list of some of the amazing health benefits. Now, y'all getting this? This is changing. This is changing the game all around. One of the most nutritious foods available in nature, easily digestible by the body, can sustain our dietary needs even without consuming any other health foods. Contains essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6, helps with immune system and cholesterol levels, helps heal those suffering from immune deficiency diseases, a superior vegetarian source for protein, and on and on and on. Now, the reason why I'm trying to give you an understanding of the power of this transformation is because, once again, right now, it's still considered a penny stock some places. And if you listen to what I've said in reference to the soaring of the stocks, if you got in, just per se, say you got in on hemp and it's selling for 5 cents a share, and you put a dollar down, that's 20 shares. Y'all getting this math here? If y'all put $100 down, you get 2,000 shares. Are y'all getting this math here? And the reason why I'm putting it out to you is because we as a people should not be left out of this transformation process. And the only thing that stops us is our innate ability to want to part with our money. I'm going to tell you something. You are not going to make money unless you spend money. This is simple knowledge. simple knowledge. If you're not spending money, you're not going to make no money. Here's the catch-22 in all of this. We fail to realize that if we do this in different groups and organizations, pool their resources, we can actually monopolize ourselves so that we can literally take back our educational systems. We can bring back our local mom-and-pop stores. Why? Because this is going to offer everybody an avenue to invest a little and make a lot. We have a great opportunity right now at our fingertips, and I can't emphasize this enough. Everybody now should be collecting what they got and they can live without for at least a year. Let me make that clear. Live without for at least a year, because once this hits the ballot, and like I said, there's I think it's 17 states that have it on the ballot this coming election. And all of these states, there's more than an 80 to 90% chance they're all going to pass. That means that the supply and the demand will go through the roof. And why shouldn't we not partake a part in some of this circumstance? It's going to be powerful. I told you it makes a protein powder. It makes a hemp tea. It makes energy bars. It makes coffee. It makes burgers. It's going to be phenomenal to the health industry of America. And guess what? You can already buy hemp water. The reality is that we have to take the forefront in parting from our dollars. And listen, if you got 20 people, and you all 20 people, you came up with $100, do you realize that's $2,000? Do you realize what you could do with $2,000 if you're buying stock that's, what, 20, 25 cents? And that's high right now. This is considered a penny stock now. The reason why I'm emphasizing it so much is because August 1st, this is going to have, there's going to be a national campaign that opens up that is financed by about four major players. And they're not looking for people like you. They're looking for people who have, $1,000 and up that they can sit on for a period of time. Why? Because they are seeing the emerging technologies that is going to come out of this. And they're looking to make a bundle. So why don't we?
Davis.
Why don't? Is there someone in the queue?
No, this is Scotty again. This is a topic that I'll have well researched. Just want to give you some confirmation. You're talking about penny stocks, for example. I just pulled up Hemp Incorporated and pulled up the market. Right now, you can get one stock offering for 3 cents. That's what it closed at today. But it's actually is down 5.93%. So I still do see what you're saying, that in the future, once it's legalized, then that stock has the potential to shoot up. Now, this is just one company. But also, you can make over 25,000 different apps. There's over 25,000 different applications for hemp. Now, on the issue of investing, here's my issue. When you mentioned yesterday, North Carolina had a bill. I hadn't heard of it. It hadn't, I hadn't seen it on the local news. So I looked it up, and I did find that they have actually passed it here in North Carolina. But it's only open to a few farmers who are already farming, like the tobacco companies. Now they're looking at it. And the way they got it set up, you got to get special licenses through this certain agency. And so far, on the licenses are only going to, like, what's the big tobacco company, R.J. Reynolds, and
yes,
big companies like that. Now, is there some money to be made in investing in these companies? Yes. But see, my issue is they're doing it just like the cannabis industry. All these white men is making money off of pot right now. North Carolina just, I think they legalized, no, it wasn't North Carolina, it was Michigan, who just put down the cannabis, I always mispronounce the word, but the oils that they get from cannabis, because there's a big difference between hemp and pot. I don't like to use the word marijuana because it has racist connotations.
Of course.
but hemp and pot is in the cannabis family. Hemp does not have THC. It has very, very, very low levels. It will not give you those it doesn't have those properties.
No psychophysiological properties, absolutely.
Most of the medicine is being made from pot. But just like in New Jersey, I think Ross, I don't know if Ross looked into it, but New Jersey had legalized recreational and medicinal cannabis, I would say about 5 or 6 years ago. But this was put on the ballot and they passed it. The citizens passed it. Governor Christie would not allow it to be implemented. And then I heard that they were setting it up again so that only key people, white people, white men, would be the first to get in on it. And so, that's just something that I think we need to pay attention to. It's an injustice that you done locked up so many of our people over this plant. But now that you're this movement to legalize it since Colorado first legalized it, now it's white men that's giving these licenses and making all this money. So I'm not saying we shouldn't invest in these companies. I just think it's a travesty that, it's still racism involved in who's getting the licenses. I just wanted to share that.
Absolutely. And Scotty, I agree with you 100%, but here's the real deal. The real deal is the system that we have been fighting, we have been literally dismantled because they run the system. All I'm saying is we got to be able to put our resources together so that we can accumulate enough to be able to do what is foundational. What is that? Let's bring that money back. We can start our own charter schools. We can educate our children the way we want them educated. We can bring the mom and pop stores back to the local communities. We know that they're not going to give us the total leverage to be able to control the direction of this. But we can at least tap into it enough so that we can take some facsimile of control of our lives back. Now, one of my pet peeves with this is that everybody's making money with it, but yet the prison industrial complex still has a great percentage of prisoners locked up for harmless personal self-use of pot. And these prisoners don't deserve to be in that situation now, especially since these people are using the very product that they locked them up for. It doesn't make sense, but it's the oxymoron that we must live with under the circumstances, because it's only about 3 states right now that I know of, and Pennsylvania just started their bill that's about bringing these people back into society and dismantling, or there's a word they got when they take it off their record, when they eliminate their charge off their record. Now, here's the catch-22. It will not be eliminated off their record per se. Why? Because if a person wants to dig deep enough, the information is there, but at least we'll open the door for them to be able to come out of prison, get out here and find jobs and become productive taxpayers again. Now, in the state of Pennsylvania, once they've served their time, they can legally vote. But a lot of places, they can't even vote with what they call a Class 1 misdemeanor. And the sad part about that is a Class 1 misdemeanor isn't a felony at all. But they can be. That's the whole thing about this law. It's written in such a deceptive way that, once again, and I've said this before, this is one of the most deceptive countries in the world in every manner, on every level. So we're going to have to take advantage of the opportunities that offer us an avenue to be able to restructure ourselves so that we can at least bring some cohesiveness into trying to prepare the future for our children. Because as it stands right now, if we continue to allow these people to educate our children will be educated slaves. What do I mean? All they'll do is answer questions and do what they're told. They're not being taught independent thinking. Yes, Brother Scott.
I want to make people aware that this is why I say we have to be involved in politics. I know some people, they don't want to be involved in politics, but this is where the laws are being made and passed. And if we don't express ourselves through that vote, then we're going to be shut out. But there is in California, certain counties in California where people have been pushing that those people who had those felonies, whether it was related to them personally using cannabis or they were selling cannabis, that those people should be first in line to get those licenses and be able to open up those businesses. So that's some legislation, and that's on the local level. That's only in the county. That's not on the nationwide level. That's only in that camp, one county in that state. But I think that legislation needs to be pushed that would give these people, you know, who's had their lives and energy stolen from them and made modern day slaves in the prison system, they should be first in line to get those licenses, not these rich white people.
Absolutely. And I also heard, what is the brother's name? I can see his face right in front of me. He's a doctor at finance, and he's saying one of the ways that if white people wanted to restructure America on a more even footing is to be able to give the largest portion of what you say of this transformation of industry of hemp to the black community so that the black community could benefit and become more restored. What is his name? I can see his face. But in reality, he's saying the circumstances being the way they are, the greed has not subsided. So don't expect it to in this circumstance, but do take advantage of where you can. And if that's the case, this is an opportunity where we can take some advantage. And we may turn out to be a lot better off because it's going to, if we do this right, it's going to bring some cohesiveness back to our community because we can pool our resources. And if we learn to do this now, we'll be more prepared for what is to come. Because what is to come in the future is going to bring a certain degree of destruction directly to our communities. But, once again, these things are already a part of the fabric of deals gone by. And when I say deals gone by, things that we really can't change now because that momentum is already coming. But right now we're in a situation where we could take our resources and at least begin to build in another direction with something that they're all going to tap into. Am I going to say that everybody's going to come out of here millionaires? No. But there will be people who come off very well off. There will be communities that come off very well off. So these communities can be the building blocks of what we're trying to achieve for our children, because if we don't do something, and let me emphasize this, if we do not do something to transform our children in a different direction, they will not know who they are in the next two generations. A lot of them literally have no idea of their history now. And the sad part about it is that this educational system is doing this by design. And this may be an opportunity for us to step in on this charter level that they're literally pushing down your throat and be able to sustain a certain degree of personal identification in our educational system. And that is where I'm saying at this stage of the game, let's take advantage of this at least so that we can put something in our coffers so that we can literally put ourselves in a position to make a difference. Because right now, with people sitting back with the lack of knowledge of what's going on, and I mean lack of knowledge, there are people who really don't even know what the hemp bill is. They don't know about the penny stocks. They don't realize that at this stage of the game, you don't need a lot of money to get in the game, but you need to get in the game. Because if these stocks soar, if our coffers soar with these stocks, we are literally going to be a part of a greater whole, in which we can sit down and then say to the table, this is not what we want in our school district, and if you don't provide what we want, then we'll build it ourselves. We'll meet the minimal state demand, but we will build it ourselves. And this is what's taking control of our lives, because guess what? If our lives are out of control, our lives are out of control. Most people are jumping from program to program. You've heard me talk about self-truth and self-identification. It requires work. A lot of people are not doing the work. So they're being victimized. You don't have to take my word for it. You can go to any day, walk out on the street. You can see people who have not had an understanding of what's happening to the food, the destruction to the water. They look at their communities and say, oh, and that's not my house, but it's in your neighborhood. See, they don't want to take a part ownership of the problem. But you know what? If they had the resources, they could change. We need the resources because, and I can't emphasize this enough, in that last finance bill that they passed, they gutted everything that was a resource for those people who what they call low income. And they pumped everything in to those people who have more than enough. So greed is alive and well in that system. And I never want you to think for a minute that I underestimated it. But you see, here's the thing. They're killing themselves too. They can make it as nice as they want to. But here's what they're not telling you. That literally right now, the death rate of Europeans is higher than the birth rate. And they're never going to tell you that publicly. I only know through due diligence. So for those of you who don't understand what that means that at the rate they're going, they're dying faster than they're being born. So there's an imbalance that eventually will be like a stopwatch. It might start out at 100, but eventually it will get down to zero. We don't have time to wait for that. I don't wish that on nobody. Don't get me wrong. But I know that to be true. And I don't know. I also know the only reason why there's so much of the sickness in our community is because a lot of it's done intentionally. Definitely want you to die. It ain't going to be blatant to tell you the way I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you because blatantly because you could do something about that. But if you don't do nothing about it, believe me, when the results of this next fiscal bill come to the community, those people who were in line for that so-called Section 8, gone. Those people who was getting $700 to $800 a month food stamp, gone. Those people who are worked for the system to seek a pension that literally could give them a quality of life, gone. Wake up, y'all. If we do this right, if we take and put our pennies together, and that's what it amounts to compared to what they're going to spend, we could still be able to unmask enough money so that we could bring those people in our that are in our community that are financially fiscal, that who know that the importance of saving money ain't just so that you can have it for a rainy day because you're looking for a rainy day. It's so that you can have it when the opportunity offers you a chance to make a few dollars out of the investment of some dollars. What is a few? If you put $100 into them penny stocks that Scotty just told you about, $100, you're talking about at least 3,000 to 4,000 stocks. And if that stock goes up to $200, with your three pennies, might have gone through 5,000, 6,000, 7,000% profit. The money is phenomenal.
Hey, Brother Davis.
Yes.
I would compare this as an opportunity. Like, I had this guy was in the Army with a black guy. He was a sergeant. He was in my unit. And this was back in 1987. And he was telling us to jump on Microsoft stock. Nobody paid him attention. You know what I'm saying? I bet you that guy is a multimillionaire today. I think this is one of those opportunities because you have to realize we're not just talking about the United States. Canada has all, and these are multinational, international companies.
Companies, that's right.
But Canada just legalized recreational and medicinal both cannabis. And so, and this is just going to sweep across the entire world. And so I agree with you. This is a huge opportunity when these stocks are at pennies right now. And if you have, if you got some extra money or like you said, hey, save your money and stop spending it on stuff like, you know, maybe you get a soda, you know, for lunch or whatever, you know, drink water and take that money you would have spent on that soda and invest in some of these stocks while they low right now. I agree with you. This is a very huge opportunity.
So listen, all that there is giving you a fact behind the fact that I've given you. And the reason why I'm emphasizing this is because we have this window of opportunity. Even if you are on a fixed income, you can take $150 or $100 out of that and then cut back on something else this month and make that investment. Because remember now, you're dealing with penny stocks. If you could swing just that much, that might turn into $10,000, $15,000. You see what I'm saying? And although a lot of people don't want to look at it from the perspective of what I'm spending, let me tell you about black people, because I love you. But you spend your money on everything you shouldn't. You go out and buy brand new cars that as soon as you drive off the lot, you lose 25% of. You go out and you buy liquor and cigarettes that kill you on a daily basis. And the sad part about it is you enjoy them. Oh, yeah, you ride around the streets in your new car, smiling at everybody, and everybody looking at you. Oh, that's a nice car, and you know you're going to meet that payment. And some of them new cars ain't got no cheap payments, and a whole lot of people struggling to meet them payments. And if the younger you are, the greater the payment, because your insurance payment is going to outweigh your car payment. Wake up, y'all. This ain't time for sitting back saying, oh, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. What you need to do is be getting on the phone and saying, look, first of the month is coming, we're going to get in on this. And we're going to get in on this as heavy as we can. And if heavy as you can is only $150, at least you're in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the reality is, this isn't going to stay here long. People are coming in here $15,000, $16,000, $20,000, $25,000. So believe me, all they're doing is setting themselves up so that their kids ain't got to worry about nothing. And they know that they ain't got to worry about nothing there. But here's the downside. The downside is that they cannot change the physical dynamic for the birth death rate. That's the downside for them. We don't have that downside. Our downside is that we're killing ourselves. Anytime you cause an imbalance to your system, you add to your death. So what do I mean by an imbalance? Well, if you're a regular drinker, you go out every day, you got to have that alcohol in your system, you're causing your system imbalance. If you smoke cigarettes and you think I'm going to get out here in a cigarette and the sun and smoke my cigarette, well, every time you inhale, you defeat the purpose of your lungs. You cause an imbalance. Every time you go to the store and you buy the processed food because it's cheaper, and you know that that stuff is laced with genetically modified organisms, and them organisms, and although they don't want to tell you this, I'm going to be right to the point, a lot of them organisms have worms, and they cause worms. Do you realize there's more parasites in the American body than in most countries? Why? Because we consume the greatest amount of animal-based foods. Listen, y'all, I ain't got to tell you this. I could sit back and let you die. I'm doing what I have to do. I mean, I ain't going to live forever, but I'm damn sure going to stretch it out as long as I can. That's my responsibility to my tempo. Understand that? Let me repeat that. That's my responsibility to my tempo. Why? Because my spirit cannot live without it. We are here for a purpose. We are not where we are. What does that mean? That means that you're given a spirit in this temple because your spirit is on a divine path. When this temple dies, your spirit doesn't. How many times have you heard Dave say, energy never dies, it just transforms? This is not a joke, y'all. They don't want you to know this sort of thing. That's why you go to Black Talk Radio, so you can get some facsimile of the truth. Well, the truth is we have an opportunity to be able to do something about our future. And we need to sit down and collate, and bring our resources together and be able to go out and make purchases that are based on what we could live without for 1 year. It has to be at least 1 year. Why do I say year? Because the time that this law passes, and all of these companies, all these states, have all of these companies, and every state has a bunch of people waiting for this opportunity. They're going to start buying. And when they start buying, hemp is going to start rising. When hemp starts rising, you make money. That is the process of this. So if your small investment turns into $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, can you use that? And if you don't know how to use it, do you know somebody who does? There's a system of five. You know what the system of five is? The system of five is when you get your paycheck, you put $10, 10% of your money in your savings account. That's for you. Then you put 10% of the money in your savings account for educating yourself. You got 80% left. Out of that 80% that you got left, you put 60% into the quality of life, okay? So now you're looking at 80% of your money is already spent. Why? Because now you've already taken care of your savings. You're taking care of how you're going to educate yourself, and we should always have money set aside so that we can educate ourselves. Then you have 20% left. Out of that 20% left, you should have a certain degree of what's going on in your house as a pool. What is that? We have what's called a penny jar. That penny jar, we always put something in it for things that may come up at the last minute that we don't expect. Okay? So with that last 10%, now you got what's called walking around money. And if you do this every paycheck, you will always, always have money available to you. Don't spend that education money on that new dress, because when you do, then you eliminate that. See, that's what we have a tendency to do. We put our plan together, and then we don't want to work our plan. We got to work the plan. And here's the unique thing about that. When that savings comes through, all of a sudden you'll see some good cryptocurrency, because that is another right now penny stock that literally can go through the roof. You might want to buy in on something that's small investment to you. And that, now that small investment to you might be $300, because guess what? You've already made that investment before on $100. And you begin to realize when you see the numbers and how it grows, how much more you can benefit. So we got to get in the game if we're going to play the game. If we ain't going to play the game, we should take our subservient position that we have always been in. And I don't know about you, but when I look at my people and I know their history, I know they're living under their means. And the sad part about it is that they are beginning to like it. They've watched the shows that demean them on TV, and that's acceptable. And they like it. They go to them in parties to watch these things. Do you realize the biggest gladiator performances in the country are professional sports? Why? Because you like it. You sustain major corporations because you like it. They market it to you. Come on down to the chicken wings and things for the sports game. We got $10 wings. Well, you used to get three parts to a wing. You get these little pieces now. Why? Because you like it. Don't continue to like what is destructive to you. We don't have to. We have choices. If you want to indulge in those gladiator events, that's your choice. But don't indulge in them to benefit them. What does that mean? Don't go to the local club. If you want to drink a few beers, grab some beer at the store, go on home, let your wife fry you some chicken. But that's what you want. But if you constantly take your dollars out there and spend them, they're going to suck them out your pockets. It's easier for you to spend $10 at the house than to go out and spend $30 at a damn place that literally you're paying twice the cost. Think about it. Go get yourself a $6 beer, six pack of beer. What is that now? $5, $6? You go get two beers at one of them places out there. What is that? $5, $6? And you still, if you was home, you still got four beers left. See the dynamics that we're working here? We have been victimized by the programming so much, we don't even look out for our own interests. I'm happy and angry. I'm happy that this opportunity is here so we can clearly state how we could grasp a hold of this and get a part of it. And I'm upset behind the fact that at this behavior pattern that we've constantly indulge in never benefits us. You go out and buy one of those, whoever your professional team is, that's $35, $40 shirt. That corporation is jamming the whole way to the bank. Because guess what? Not one or two people do it. Thousands of people do it. I went to this sidebar. I was in Dallas. I went down to Dallas football store. They got a football store down in Dallas, several places, but I went to one in the mall. Do you realize the Dallas football shirt started like $35 and go up? And if you get the throwbacks, you can be paying over $100. And the store was packed. And here's the catch 22, the caveat. Now, this is going, I hope you're sitting down. With the, well, the more I talk to people in that store, the more I realize they have never been to a professional Dallas football game. You hear what I just said? They have never been to a professional Dallas football game. Why? They can't afford the tickets. Are y'all getting this? They can go out and buy $40, $50, $60, $100 for a shirt because they can't afford this old seat of game. But then they'll wear their shirt in the local bar, and they'll drop $60 or $70 down there, eating chicken and then whatever else the specials are and drinking beer with their fellas. We don't have to do that no more. You want to watch the game? Go get yourself a six-pack and go home. You know what the best part about that is? When you look up, and I've done this before I started my revelation, I stopped going to those places. I got rid of all of my sports gear. This is a number of years ago. Got rid of all my sports gear. And my wife said to me, if you come home, you're going to have a better halftime show. Rather, when I come home and I started watching that stuff and I was weaning myself off the system and that kitchen was pumping and the pops was popping and every once in a while I said, come here, taste this, baby. Here, baby, taste this. You guess what? It was a better halftime show and I didn't cost me that much dough. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm trying to give you some insights on the opportunities that are available for us to take advantage of. This is Black Talk Radio. Believe me, when it comes time to donate, and we all give something, we want to be able to give to something that's going to serve a purpose that serves us, the purpose that serves us and serves our community. That right now, that purpose is Black Talk Radio. For those of you who do, please consider Black Talk Radio when it comes to your giving so that we can give back to you. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. We're going to the break, and we'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, I'm really hoping that you all are getting this because I'm going to tell you something. Situations like right now, they don't come available to us all the time. And listen, I know because I look for these opportunities. I'm telling you, this is transforming. And here's the unique thing about this. We may not ever experience something at this particular time again. Because as the technologies unfold, you're going to see that people are downsizing. The large homes and the castles and all of those are nice. But they're going to realize that they're throwing a lot of money into something that they're not really utilizing. Don't take my word for it. Look in the closet. You know, you got so many clothes in there, clothes that you don't even wear no more. But they're in there. You see what I'm saying? Well, you in every room in your house, you can look around and, you know, I don't use that no more. I read that. I did that over there. I don't know what I'm holding on to this for. The reason why is because the system has told us that it's good for us to have. But what purpose does it have if you can't enjoy it? I got an old bike out here, old Biakia. I love the bike. Don't get me wrong. I was looking at it the other day. I still ride it every year. My father-in-law came out. He's 88 years old. He's on his bike. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at him, and this man could afford any bike he wants. But he's like, he got an old bike like me. More than suitable for what he wants. My bike is more than suitable for what I want. Go down the river riding and beach people coming in with these Trex and Cannondales. Bikes that I can't even pronounce the name of them. I said to the one sister, I said, dude, that's a nice bike. Where'd you get that? Oh, this is a $1,700 Trek, such and such. So, it's nice. She said, pick it up. That bike might have weighed 3-4 pounds. She said, yes, but it's lightweight. I can do up to 13 miles an hour easily. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. That's how often you ride. Well, I try to ride as much as I can, but I've had it for about 3 years. I've been on it about 6 times. I said, oh, okay. She said, I ain't seen a bike like that before. I said, this is an old Biatch. This bike is from the 1980s. She said, well, I see that. You're keeping up with me. It must be a good bike. So it's one of the best bikes there was at this time. I said, but it's not like it's a, it's a heavy bag. I picked it up there. And it might be close to 20, 23 pounds. But you know what's interesting? It still works. It's still functional. So literally, it served its purpose. I've been riding that bike for years and years. And the reason why I'm pointing that out to you is because I want you to understand the system is designing you to follow the fads. And if you follow the fads, you're always going to do what the system tells you to do. Y'all know it. I know y'all got an iPhone. When the iPhones came out, now they got the iPhone 8 or 9 or whatever, the 10. And if you look at it, when they run on specials, them iPhone, every time they release an iPhone, there's long lines of people. Them people can't. Listen, them people don't need that new phone. But the marketing is so good, they run and get it. I'm giving you some marketing right now. This hemp product is going to change the world the way we know it. Why? Because it can do so many things with it. Because the only next wave, and we're not going to have that great of attachment to it, but the only next wave that's really going to make that kind of difference is going to be solar energy. And the reason why I say that is because you're going to be able to go out buy the product. You can do that now. You can go out now and buy the parts that you need to put a solar panel together and literally catch the sun's energy, run it through a conduit into a storage area, and tap into it when you need it. And the only reason why they don't tell you that the science is available now is because they don't want you to do that. Everybody that does that, then they want you to tie it into the grid if you're in the city. You want to know why they want you to tie it into the grid? They tell you that because that way they can buy your excess from you. What they don't tell you is that they determine what your excess is because they read it. And they say you have a meter that offers you the same avenue, but when it comes to paying, they don't like to give you nothing back. Matter of fact, everything that you have, they want a meter on. Think about it. You got a meter on your water. You got a meter on your electric. You got a meter on your car. You got a meter on the gas tank. All these things are designed to measure your wallet because you can't put what you can't afford. If you don't believe it, take your car to a gas station and say, look, I got $10, but I want $20 for gas. They're going to tell you the meter don't work like that. The meter don't work like that. You see, living off-grid takes us away from the meter. That really should be all of our goal, to one day be able to live off-grid so that we could actually live off our resources. And this may be one of the ways to help us. But let me speak about another way, because I also wanted you to know that this is an opportunity now with cryptocurrency to do some things that we couldn't do before also. And it's interesting how the timing of both, believe me, they did not expect this. They did not expect this at all. Actually, they were trying to downplay cryptocurrency for the longest time, if you remember. But they can't stop what is about to happen. If they could, they would. They discouraged you up to this point. Oh, they ain't going to. That wrong where you won't go nowhere. Now countries are starting to literally align themselves with cryptocurrencies. Understand how I said that. So it's here to stay. Why not get in on the windfall where we can? This is why this show is important. For you people who think that it's hard or you can't, you won't. But for you who do the due diligence, you're going to be able to go out and say, you know what? It's not that hard, and we can do this. And the more of us that come together, all of us ain't got to do it, but we can form groups, get ourselves legalized, pool our monies together, and do this. Now, why do I say it like that? Because certain people are always going to think somebody else got an upper hand. Listen, it ain't about who has the upper hand. It's about who's getting involved. You need to get involved. We need to check our egos at the door. If 10 people get involved and you 10 all have an equal investment, then you 10 all going to get an equal amount out. That's simple. And keep the math simple. Because, see, what the problem comes in is when we allow the ego to take over and do the math. Because guess what? There's always somebody who thinks they have a right. The system is designed to teach you that somebody has a right. And the reason why I say it's designed to teach you that somebody has a right because you live in a system of white supremacy. And to them, they have a right. That's why you hear about white privilege. You don't hear about black privilege. You don't hear about Puerto Rican privilege. You don't hear about Christian privilege, Muslim privilege. But you hear about white privilege. Why? Because they want you to think they're something they're not. But if you think that they are what they want you to think they are, then it works to their advantage. So we got to stand up and take our rightful place. What does that mean? That means pool our resources. Find out what needs to be done. Get in touch with a broker. How can you represent a group? Ask the question, how can I represent a group? You know why? The broker wants your money. You know why? Because if he gets your money, you get that stock, and then he's saying, c'est la vie to the stock. You know why? Because he got it too. Don't think that the people who selling the stuff ain't buying it. They absolutely are buying it. And here's the catch 22. When you start seeing it soar, that's the catch 22. Because you're going to be so tempted. You're going to be so tempted to say, you know what? I want mine. No, just give it a year. And I'm telling you, you might want to give it longer than that. But I'm telling you, give it a year so that you could literally get some wherewithal out of your investments. And that's what this all is. This is just a way to invest a few dollars to get more dollars. Then let's look at what we can do. Let's say you do pretty well with this hemp thing, and you do pretty well with the cryptocurrency, and all of a sudden now you can buy yourself a piece of land, and you can build your own house, and you can go to the school board and say, no, we demand this, and we demand that, because we represent our dollars in our community. You change the dynamic. That's what this is about. They know it. But if you don't get the message, you won't know it. And they're not giving you the message. You look at TV, you're getting trends. You're getting Hollywood. You're getting all of that self-degrading crap that is not going to help you become anything more than a TV watcher seeking a thrill. You know, that's like an amusement park. You have that, check this out. You go to an amusement park, you pay to get in, you get amused all day, and all it does is take your resources and your time. Think about that. Now, don't get me wrong, if you choose to go to an amusement park to be amused just because you want the entertainment, then that's what you call a personal decision that fits what you would like it to do, entertain you in that manner. But when you sit in front of that TV set, many of us do, for hours, you get nothing out of it. A storyline, negative behavior, deception. Do you realize how many people you see die on TV in the course of a day? Can you imagine what that does to your mentality? And they're doing it for a reason. The Walking Dead. Now, you know what? This show always got me because literally they see people as walking dead. They literally are telling you these are acceptable to kill. So when you're watching this show and you're seeing these interviews, and I mean, it just boggles the mind how people really follow these characters so intently. And when you ask them, what did you get? All they got was entertained. What did you spend? Oh, I didn't spend nothing. Yes, you did. You spent an hour of your life in front of a TV that benefited you nothing. It entertained you if that's the entertainment you want. But you'd have been better entertained reading a good book that got you involved in the characters, expanded your vocabulary, that made your mind and your imagination come together with the words to visualize what you were experienced through this read. You see, that's giving you power. And the power is giving you the ability to be able to adapt your mind to any content that you read and make it become a part of you. That's why reading is fundamental. The biggest problem that we find with black people, especially in those rural areas, is the school system lets them down to the degree that they're functional. They become functional without having the ability to articulate. What does that mean? I mean, they articulate on the level of the community they're in. That is it. They articulate on the level of the community that they're in. And you know the sad part about it? I really, really get caught up when I sit down and I talk to brothers who want to say something, but they can't articulate themselves. You know what I'm saying? No. If you can't convey the idea, how can I understand the idea? This is not a DNA strand. What does that mean? The DNA strands are just substances that are put together to make a whole. You give me a sentence, I can understand it. But you give me pieces of a sentence, I can't understand it. My car, you're not stopped. Your car, what? You understand what I'm saying? What you was trying to say is my car ran out of gas and it stopped. But if you don't tell me you ran out of gas, your car and I stopped, don't tell me nothing. You could your car got out and stopped. I don't know. I have to interpret. We have work to do in our communities. We have work to do with our people. And don't think somebody's going to come and do it for us. We have an opportunity here, more than one opportunity. And if we go out in our communities and converse about this show and come back and listen to the replays, whenever they come on, and then just do a little due diligence. Go in and get on your computer and you type up hemp, type up the Farm Act, type up the qualities of hemp, type up the products of hemp, and then type up hemp stock prices. Then type up the companies that have those stock prices. You see, this is seeking information to become informed. I love you, but I can't do it for you. I want this so badly that I'm bringing it to you as clearly as I possibly can. And the only reason why is because this is a great opportunity. I don't have a right to impose this on you, but I do have a right to inform you of the opportunity. So make no mistake. If you don't, you can't blame nobody but yourself. Nobody. Because now you know. You know there's something you can do that's going to advance your quality of life.
Hey, Brother Jay. Crypto...
Yes, Brother Scotty.
Oh, I'm sorry. You moved on to cryptocurrency.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead with your question.
Because I've been trying to research how you invest in penny stocks, and I know you can invest through online platforms, and I had just pulled up a platform, but it's like saying it's like $7 per trade that you do. You know, you got to pay to that. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm trying to get penny stocks. Why would I pay $7? You know what I'm saying? And so definitely I think that there should be a follow-up to this program. I think just off the initial information that I've come across, I'm very ignorant in this subject because most of my investments always were through a 401k, which is a lot different. One time I was looking at investing in the futures market, and I called a brokerage house in Charlotte, and they was like, well, you know, you got a minimum to open up an account is $5,000, you know. So that's just a little subtle ways they try to keep poor people out of stuff. So,
Absolutely. So
it might be, you know, again, I'm admitting my ignorance on this, but it might be that we might need to do this through a collaborative, you know, effort where we're pooling our money together, you know. And so this is just something I think is worth looking more into.
Absolutely, Scott, and you made a very good point. And I do know a brokerage firm, and they all require a minimal investment. Don't get me wrong. They all require a minimal investment, but this here one offers the most minimal at 500. And understand this, 500 is the amount of money that you got to put in to be able to start trading. Once you put that $500 in, if you traded that $500, you still going to pay that $7. Why? Because that's the transaction fee to make the trade. But the whole thing is you're not paying $7 for one stock. So if you go in and you buy 10,000 stocks, okay? And for those of you who think that's a lot, that's 10,000 stocks at three pennies a stock. You're still looking at roughly maybe 29,000-30,000 shares, okay? And in reality, that's still only going to cost you $7. But now, since you mentioned it, I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to find out who this brokerage is, because I do know they're a national brokerage, and I do know that the minimum of your investment must be $500, and I do know that once you pay the $500, you are worthy of the three tiers. What are the three tiers? The three tiers are you have put action, and this is just a crash course, y'all. When you purchase a stock, you have a right to have puts, okay? So your stock rises to $16 a share, all right? So if it, say you want to put a put in at $14 and a put in at $20. So if the stock falls and it gets to $14, you will automatically sell your stock because you put a put in that position of $14. That means that you don't want it to go below $14 before you sell, okay? So that's what puts are called. All right. Now, there's other avenues of knowledge on this. I'm just giving you a crash course. And one other thing is when you do purchase stocks, when you make that stock purchase, you're not going to have something that you stick in your pocket. No. They're going to make the purchase. Then they're going to mail you. I don't even know. They may email it now, but I do know it should be a physical mail that comes to you that says what you purchased, when you purchased, and the amount you purchased for. So you have tangible evidence in your hand. Now, what is unique about that is that every day when you look at that stock, if it's going up, you can see profit by looking at that piece of paper in your hand. Don't let that be a charge to you. Stay focused on the plan. So Scott, are you right? I tell you what, the next show that I do, I will donate a portion of that time to not only giving you the name of the brokerage, how you can connect. And I still know the name of it because I deal with a group that gives us all this information. And I know I just got to go into the archives and let's look it up. For those of you who want to know what that name of that group is, it's called the Money Day. Money Day Group is the group that literally sends me information all the time in reference to what is happening in the field, in the area of money. That's why I can tell you that. There's emerging technologies that are right around that corner that literally are going to offer us great avenues too. And the reason why is because if we buy in early, we can benefit at a later date. No, it's called Money Map Press. I'm sorry, not Money Day. It's called Money Map Press. And I get what's called the Nova X report. And this literally tells me what money is doing all over the United States and the effect on the world market. Now, listen, y'all, that's a private group. You have to pay to become a part of that. And it's relatively hefty because most of the people who buy into it are investors. Okay? So I'm not trying to say that to discourage you. You can look it up. Yeah, and if you want to, they'll give you a price to get in. And there's several levels you can come in on. So I'm not discouraging you by no means. But literally, they had about two or three weeks ago at least, they were talking about the brokerages firms, what are most suitable, what have the what they call tier one, tier two, and tier three. You can go in with a tier one group that doesn't offer. All the tier one groups don't demand. Some of these groups demand you have $100,000 just to be in it. Then some demand $10,000, and some demand $5,000. But this particular group that is also a tier trader only requires you to have $500, which is what they call bottom line, but it gets you in. The whole thing is $500 in penny stocks, you can make a fortune. You make the right decisions at the right time, and that means you're going to have to do some due diligence. These people aren't coming out saying this is going to be the next winner. I'm looking at several stocks now to serve my purposes that literally are selling for 11, 12 cents. Now, they're a little more because they're doing a little something different. And there are stocks like that. So don't think that every stock is going to be the one that explodes. No, some of them are just going to profit because they are in what's called the flow. The flow is when this here package passes. And this next election, with all these states that are on, that have hemp on their ballot, believe me, it's going to be a great windfall. You should be getting some of that. You should be getting some of that windfall. So I'm going to look more, look deeper into the brokerage firms that will be suitable for us coming together with a minimum of $500 and being a part of being able to exercise our right with the amount of monies that we have. But listen, y'all, do something. In the meantime, do some due diligence. If you do not educate yourself, who do you blame for your failures? My wife would tell you, I read, I'm on this computer. A lot of times we're in the house, TV ain't even on because she's doing something entirely different than I'm doing. And we'll come together and we'll converse about it. And here's the unique thing. I see her grow in a different way. And she sees me grow in a different way. And it adds to our marriage. It adds to our camaraderie. It adds to our conversation. And I have listened to my wife when she goes out in different places, and I could hear her talk about things that I have discussed with her. And in turn, she could hear me talk about things that she has discussed with me. And, you know, it's really pleasing when you see that you have that type of effect on your mate. Because you can see her growing in a manner that you may not have paid attention to before. And don't forget for 1 minute that this is always about building, always. Whether you're building your marriage, you're building your family, you're building your church, you're building your community, you're building your children. It's always about building. And anytime you're building, when you give back, you get more. See, that's the premise of the laws of the universe. When you cultivate, and what you do in your cultivation brings you fruit, then you get more opportunity to cultivate. This is so important. This is why this is so important. We got a chance here that literally we could teach our children to do this very same thing. I'm going to call all my children up. I'm informing them to the same thing I'm informing you. And if the information I find to give to you next week, I'm going to give it to them. Why shouldn't they benefit by their own decisions, by doing their own due diligence? My son-in-law has a daughter who's just married a broker. This guy, I don't know what he's worth, but I know he's worth quite a bit of cash. So literally, that may be an avenue for them to be open that conversation with. I don't know, or do I know what to expect, nor do I have an expectation. Like I say to you, all I can do is give it to you. What you do with it is your responsibility, and it will be to your benefit. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones, and we're coming up on another break here, y'all. Now, I know we kind of moved the show. Seems like it's going so fast. Okay, we get that good content. It seems like the show just flies by. But listen, I want you all to pick up your phones. Give us a call. Let's have a conversation about where we're moving as a people. And that way, we're all on the same page. This is Brother Davis from Black Talk Radio on a Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
I'm not a writer.
Okay. Give up my way.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back. I tell you, see, when I do shows like this, I really get excited because I feel like I'm making a difference, you know what I mean? I'm touching that chord that gives that energy to move forward at a faster pace, launching people's ability to step out on faith and determine it's not faith, it's because of decision. You see, we have to move away from thinking that there's going to be a savior for us. We are our savior, but we got to do the work. If you want to wait for somebody, that's up to you. But we must do the work. If we're going to get it done and get it done right, we must do the work. This is Brother Davis. This is our last opportunity. We got maybe, when I look at the clock, we got maybe 15, 16 minutes here, y'all. This is an opportunity for you to give me a call and ask me something simple like, what direction should I go when I'm looking up the Farmers Act? How will I know what they're doing in my area? That act that Scotty told you about that I told him in North Carolina, here's what they didn't tell you. Talk about due diligence. In Charlotte, North Carolina, they just put up a 15-acre hemp processing facility on 55 acres of land. Now, what's that tell you? That tells you that they got enough up there now to be profitable, but they got enough land to be abundant. This ain't no joke, y'all. For those of you who don't know, Charlotte is turning into one of the major business centers in the South. That Charlotte Hornets football team there, Charlotte Panthers football team. And listen, I told you I'm not going to the Gladiators no more. But I do know they sell a $20 ticket. You know what a $20 ticket means? They probably got a $100 pack. A $100 pack, for those of you who don't know what a $100, years ago they used to have a $100 pack. You got four tickets, four hot dogs, or four beers for $100. You ain't getting that nowhere, but they still got one in Charlotte. And I don't know if it's four tickets, four hot dogs, or four beers. It might be two tickets, two hot dogs, or two beers. But I do know the general admission ticket for the Charlotte Panthers is $20. It's cheapest than any NFL team. So, opportunity does present itself. But let me tell you something. Let's sit on this here concept. We have to understand that places like Charlotte are predominantly black, but they're run by people who buy and own. When we take that position of stop looking at life as an obstacle, but look at life as something that needs to be done, we change our dynamic. I'm going to tell you, I got so much on my plate right now. You know why? Because I know I can do it. Do I know how I'm going to do it? Not actually, but I'm going to do it. When we first got together as a family to get the farm, we knew we was going to do it. Did we know how? We had a plan. And guess what? Out of 100% of people, only 15% of people followed the plan. We didn't know how we were going to do it for a period of time, but guess what? We did it. We have to stop seeing life as obstacles and see it as challenges and meet the challenge. Because when you meet the challenge, you grow. You accept the circumstance and you rise. I'm telling you now, I don't know if y'all are beginning to understand this, but you have been programmed to see your life from a poverty thinking situation. You are an abundant people by race. What does that mean? That means that everything came out of you. Everything. Electric, they couldn't have found that without you. The way food is harvested, they couldn't have did that without you. The machinery that you see around you, do your due diligence, they couldn't do that without you. You wouldn't even stop at a corner driving your car if it wasn't for people who came out of you. But yet, you think that, oh, well, it costs too much. I ain't. Get the hell away from my ain't. You know what? The sad part about it is that we all been there, but we don't have to stay there. Let me repeat that. Because I've been there too. We all been there. But now, I look at life entirely different. Y'all have no idea the burden that's on my plate. I have no idea the burden that's on your plate, but it can't be any greater than mine. I look at my wife and I look in the eyes and say, okay, this is what I got to do. And she said, well, baby, how are you going to do it? I don't even know, but I'm going to make it happen. You understand how I said that? I don't even know, but I'm going to make it happen. That means that my focus ain't on the fact that, oh, this is an obstacle. My focus is on the fact of what must be done. And I do it. Period. When I come home from a day about there in that world, and my wife looks at me and says, baby, are you hungry? Can I get that kiss? Go take that shower, come in, and that food's smoking hot in front of me, and I sit down. And the first thing I do is I thank the ancestors that gave her the talent to make such a presentation to me that makes me look forward to going out there and facing the challenges of the next day. And I don't care what they are. Because I'm going to do it. We got too much that has fell by the wayside because we decided, oh, no, it ain't happened to me. It didn't happen in my neighborhood. It ain't my house. I feel sorry for them, but that ain't my child. It is your child. Every time my brother's locked up, it hurts. Every time I see a sister out here in the street carrying herself like she's a public poster for whatever you want, I'm hurt. We ain't got no business living like this, people. We can do so much better. But it's our responsibility to do better. Nobody's going to save us. Don't sacrifice yourself on the programs that are around you when you know you are worthy of much, much more. Much, much more. And I look at some of my people, and I want to embrace them, but they don't know me from Adam. But I want to tell them, you did good. You did good. I'm going to tell you, caveat that touches home. I have a grandchild. Marriage. This boy just came back from Washington State, and he participated in the Special Olympics, and the boy got gold. You hear me? Out of the Special Olympics, he got gold. The team that he was with, that they represented in the state, got gold, and there was no family around him. And when I heard about it, I looked at my wife, and she'll tell you, the first thing I said is, wow, there wasn't no family there at all. And you see, the sad part about that is that there may have been no way family could have got there because it was so far away. And I understand that. But we have to give the flowers while people can smell them and enjoy them. Why wait to give the flowers when they cannot enjoy them? So now I haven't seen him since he got back in town. And I don't really know what I'm going to do, but when I see him, I'm going to do something that's going to surprise him. Because I have to let him know you did good. You may not do good all the time, but you did good. And if we start doing that in our communities, the people we don't even know. I can't tell you how many times I got on Facebook. Sister got accepted at 20 colleges, $2 million in scholarships. If I don't do nothing, I write, big ups, you did good. She don't know me from Adam. But that's my contribution to giving her whatever it is, her character, her ego, her long, a little bit of energy from me on her launch pad. Because wherever she goes from here now is her choosing. Seen a brother that was on there the other day. He something he did that was outstanding in his community. And I put big ups. You did good. Why? Because we got to let them know. We got to let them know we are watching. We're looking for the opportunity to tell you, damn, son, you did good. My daughter, you did well. Because these are the things that give them the momentum to become great. And whatever it is they choose, it don't make a difference. Because we are at least helping them. That's our responsibility. Because you know yourself, there's a school in Chicago, 100% of the brothers to go there, as a matter of fact, it's a ball boys school, all black. 100% of the class that comes out of there all go to college. And I've got mixed opinions about that. But I always put big ups to do good. Why? Because it's not happening everywhere. The major newspapers and stuff, they'll talk about how quick they shot him down in the street. And he wasn't breaking the law, but he was smoking a J behind high school in 2010. Ain't got nothing to do with the circumstance. But that's what the system does. The system destroys your character so that they can prove to themselves that they have a right. They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't have a right. But if we ain't doing nothing about it, that's acceptable. Martin Luther King said, I'll never forget it. I don't know if he said it in these exact words, but he said, for one to sit back and see injustice and do nothing is just as guilty as the person that's being unjust. You think about that. Because it don't change. We change it. And if we ain't doing nothing, it ain't going to change. I'm going to tell you something, y'all. I'm feeling good. I got it. I did a great show tonight. I feel good about my show. I wouldn't for Scotty a lot of the information that was cross-referenced wouldn't have got out, but I feel good that the opportunity to give it to you like I'm looking forward to the next show. I'm going to come out with the brokerage. I'm going to let you know what the demands are, because every brokerage has a certain degree of demand to fit the criteria. And I'm going to let you know where the satellites are, because your brokerage are all over the country. I'm going to let you know where the satellites are to the extent that I can. But it's going to be your responsibility to find that brokerage. It's going to be your responsibility to get with like-minded people, to pool your resources. It's going to be your responsibility to do the due diligence so that you can converse openly and say, yeah, this is what I've come across. And ask them to do their due diligence. Because you should always be cross-referencing information. You got two people, you should have two vessels of information. If somebody is always saying to you, well, what if, well, what is that, well, what is, then that means they're not doing what is required to be knowledgeable about what they're doing. I want you to be knowledgeable. Because when you're knowledgeable about this, I don't have to worry about it. You'll catch you here about it. Because the accomplishment will come. When you decide to sell that stock and sit back and say, woo, look at it, look at it, look at it. And your child walks up and says, well, what's up, Daddy? Well, your daughter walks up and says, Mom, what are you talking about? And you say, girl, I bought some stock about a year ago because of what I heard on a radio show. And the stock went through the roof. And guess what? That new house that we was talking about 2 years ago we couldn't afford, we gonna buy that house. That school district you wanted to go to, we're gonna make sure that you can go to that school district next year. We cannot look at our lives through this minute little hourglass that this so-called state of America allows us to view ourselves through. We got to bring a magnifying glass in so we can understand the small print, the clarity of the message, and make a decision based on our ability to process what we read. And if you don't know, say, you know what, I don't quite understand this, but I tell you what, I know somebody who does, so when I get their opinion, I'll give you my official position. And then get somebody who's going to help you get clarity to that. And those people who say, oh, no, you can't do that, you can't, they're hiding something. Listen, opportunity is at the door. It's knocking. Sound like a cop, don't it? Answer the damn door. You got the funds. You got the resources. You know that you got the knowledge now. There is no excuse. We have to step forward, pull ourselves, and collate what we want so that we can achieve it. And this may be a small opportunity that gives us big results. And that's what we need. We need big results. We got a lot of work ahead of us. And this thing, you know, let me give you a scenario. 5 or 6 major communities in a state have 5 or 6 groups. And these groups come together with, let's give ourselves some credit here, $50,000 to $100,000. They get their windfall, and all of a sudden they want to change things. Well, the system is going to say, well, you know what, we ain't sure we can do that. And you look at them and you say, well, you know, in this state, you got 5 major cities, and in them 5 major cities, there's 5 groups that see the same way. Now, if we pool our resources and we expand our network, I believe we can get you out there, see. You're going to change people. We're going to change people. Then next thing you know, you're going to say, we're going to get you out there, see, and we're going to find somebody more suitable to be in it. You're going to change people. You're going to change cities. You're going to change communities. You're going to change school districts. But first of all, you got to change yourself. It don't come easy. Truth, it can be a hard pill to swallow. But when you get it down, the nutritional value to the heart, mind, spirit, and soul is immeasurable. This task is not a one-person task. It does require a one-person contribution. You see, you can only contribute from one position, but you can contribute with a whole lot of other one positions and change your one position into a group of positions and then change that group of positions into a community of positions. And before you know it, your like-minded thinking may be in tune with everybody else. Because we all in the same boat. Regardless of whether we come from different cultures, different countries, we all in the same boat. You go shopping at Walmart and you don't know what's in the food, you're going to eat the same thing that someone else is going to eat that don't know what's in the food. But y'all get to talking, then you're going to say, you know what, that has this and that. Yeah, man, you have stomach problems? Yeah, I get stomach. You get some problems because you're eating that. You know what? This would be a better brand over here. Now, we've been eating this here, and we don't have no stomach problems. We used to eat that. Are y'all starting to see what the camaraderie of communication can do when you're dealing with like-minded people? Because guess what? And if they're going to say, well, look, they used to eat this, and they got the same problems in the stomach, and then they started eating that, they said it don't taste the same way because literally this is more healthier for you, but it is good. And we're going to start eating this because it is good and it's more healthier for you. And most of all, they don't have any indigestion problems. Are y'all getting this? Because literally, this is the mantle that we've been handed. And it's a transformation coming. And this transformation is coming. They already know it. That's why they try to exclude you from everything. They don't tell you that. But if you heard Scotty say, well, these brokerage firms, you got to have a certain amount of money. They do that because they don't just accept anybody. They figure that there's a certain degree of people that they want to deal with. Well, guess what? There's brokerage firms you can deal with. Find them. I'm going to find one for you at least. But that's who you go to. That's who you build with. And guess what? When you're on your way up and you start to turning on other people, you can say, well, look, I went to so-and-so's brokerage firm over here. You know why? Because they literally serviced us and they gave us a good quality of service and the end product was profitable. That's called good business. We have to take our role. And believe me, once we do, once you see the power, once you see the result of you rising in your truth, you're going to be unstoppable. See, that's their fear. A lot of times people fail to realize that we live in a world based on a lie. What do I mean? I mean, they tell everybody that black people are this and black people are that, but guess what? The very thing that they're telling people that you are is what they're doing. You get that? Everything they tell them that you are is what they're doing. I seen the other day I was coming to the front door and downstairs, and there's a TV in the kitchen, and my father-in-law is sitting there watching it, and there's a scene where what's the psychiatrist to come on TV? Oprah bought in Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil was sitting there with about four or five white people, and his statement was this. Well, you know what's interesting to me? If black people are such a violent people, then why aren't they committing these mass murders? How come they're not the ones just shooting and killing everybody? The whole panel was quiet. The whole panel was all right, but everybody was quiet. Even the audience was quiet. You know why? Because they came to the realization that they are living the lie. See, they tell people, oh, this is how black people are. But the people they're locking up look like them. Wake up, y'all. This is your time. And that time may be just for you to do something. You understand that? It may not be time for you to go out here and change the world, but it may be time for you to do something on the level that you're at that's going to make a change in your community. Welcome it. Don't look at it as an obstacle. Look at it as an opportunity. Don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as a challenge. And meet the challenge. Take advantage of the opportunity. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I hope that I was able to give you something that you could literally apply to your life. I hope that I was given something tonight that would allow you to do some due diligence and converse with other people and see how you can make this circumstance benefit not only you and your family, but your community, your schools, your committees, your cities, because that's the precipice on which we stand right now. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I thank you for allowing me to come into your home. I thank you for allowing me to give you some inspiration as well as some information. And I thank you most of all for taking the responsibility of making the difference. And not only your life, and not only in your children's lives, but in the lives of the people who don't even know you. Because of the stand you took when they saw you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much, Scotty. Back to you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. We got New Abolitionist Radio coming up. Speaking of investments, now the thing that I like about the opportunity investing in hemp and cannabis is these are products that are helpful to people. These aren't products. These are also considered environmental friendly products. And so they're not, you're not investing in something that's going to harm humanity as a whole. Now, coming up on New Abolitionist Radio tonight, Max Parthas, the co-host and co-producer, wanted to focus on the GEO Group. We have been covering the GEO Group for 6 years and even listening in on their earnings calls. And a lot of the stuff that we're seeing today is the result of people profiting off of harming human beings through the private prison industry. So this refugee crisis was created by man, all for the purpose of making a profit. All of this was planned out. And so Max wanted to focus on some of our coverage over the GEO Group over the past few years that all pointed to where we are right now. And again, people invest in the GEO Group. Lots of people getting rich right now off of modern day slavery and human trafficking. And when we invest in stuff, I think it's important that we engage in ethical investing and not just looking to make a dollar. All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. This has been Tando Radio Show. Make sure you check out Dave tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for another episode of Tando Radio Show. New Abolitionist Radio coming up at the top of the hour. Peace and blessings.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. Slicing cake. Slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.